change about where we're going. Head to a place that's not even open. Anywhere's better than staying at home when I need a night out. Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not bad, mate. Not bad.
Good stuff. So thank you so much for speaking to me today. Appreciate that a lot. I just want to kick off with a fun little question. If you had to pick a five-a-side football team, choosing only artists that you've written with or written for, who would make the team and why?
Oh, great question. I've never had that one before. I think, I could go for, like, maybe I'll throw the Saturdays in because there's a few of them, so they can be on the bench if I need them.
Wow, I can't believe it. You're benching the Saturdays. That's
maybe
controversial.
Well, they don't really play football either, so I think they'll be all right with that. Obviously, I'll have to have my girl Dua Lipa. She feels like she might be a good striker. You know, she's quite, like, athletic.
Yeah,
quite
definitely.
Quick. Throw her on there. Can I be in the team?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, I'm in there. You know, let's whack Ollie Mears in because he's actually a good footballer.
I was going to say, it'd be criminal not to include him.
Yeah, criminal. I kind of really want to just be cruel and put Kylie in goal.
I'm not going to.
I feel like maybe put Kylie out on the wing. And yeah, maybe, I mean, just to go along with it, Jonas Blue, I've got a song coming out with him. So let's put him in there as well.
Perfect. That's amazing. It sounded like you were totally prepared for that question. So
no, honestly, I was just really into it. I was like, get me football manager head on.
Amazing. Obviously, you're balancing playing football for Fulham with writing songs for Dua Lipa, as you said, and Kylie, and yourself, of course. I want to know what advice you would give students who are attempting and maybe failing quite badly to balance multiple things as well, such as dissertations and other projects. Any sort of time management tips for them?
Oh, God. Well, you know, for me, I literally just live on the edge constantly. I'm late for everything. I try to obviously do football and music as much as I can in balance. But, you know, I miss training. Last night I had a gig and I'm missing training next week. I've got another gig in Portsmouth. So it's difficult to think. You've got to just weigh up the options of, like, what's important. Obviously, if your dissertation needs to be in, like, quite soon, I'd focus on that. But that's my grown-up head when really probably everyone's just going to go out and have a good time. But I don't know. I think it's all about balance. As long as you can try and you know, be feasible with your time, and then you should be all right.
There we go. There's some cracking advice. Now, just to turn our attentions to the music side of things, one of the biggest issues facing the industry at the moment is how many small venues are closing down. I just want to know, how big an impact have small venues had on you growing up?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I speak about it a lot in most interviews and stuff, but Lady Gaga for me was like a huge influence growing up. And, you know, that was the first I remember seeing her in the Academy, Manchester Academy, like, you know, not even 1,000 people, I don't think, when just brought Just Dance out. Like, I'd saw it on the Pussycat Dolls tour because I was obsessed with Nicole Scherzinger.
Amazing.
And Lady Gaga was there, and I was like, what in the hell is that? I love everything about it. Let's go. And you know, for me, I was like, you know, two people away from her in the crowd and seeing her so close. And that was, for me, I remember just watching her. I think she was like, okay, guys, this is my last song. And I was just like, oh, my God, I just don't want this night to end.
Oh.
I remember feeling, like, heartbroken. and I think, you know, even from me playing gigs in Liverpool, there's a few places that have closed down now where I've played. And it's really sad, actually, because, you know, the most places that you can keep open for, like, young people, or, you know, which aren't charging crazy, you know, expensive ticket prices.
Yeah.
It's just good for everyone, I think. So definitely it's, you know, as much as you can keep open would be better for us all. But, you know, it's just the way the world's going. I think now a lot of things are shifting and changing around, and we've just got to kind of make sure that we help out as much as we can and get to those gigs, even if we don't feel like them at times, you know, and try and keep them open, because, you know, going forward, you know, what's going to be worse than just having, like, the O2 to go to, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. That was from the bottom of the heart. That's
got me, I meant everywhere there, actually.
Absolutely. So obviously we want to talk about your new track, I Need a Night Out. Just for the benefit of our listeners as well, For those who haven't heard it, what are they doing? I don't know. What is it about and what will make people connect with it? Because I'm certainly, it gets me, you know, wanting a night out as well. So
I think a lot of the records I'm going to be putting out over the next few months or, you know, for the career I have just as an artist will always be different. And at this time in my life, I wrote it about 8 or 9 months ago. And I was just going through like my first heartbreak, like my first big one.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, I just remember texting my mate and I'd been in for like the whole week and I was just miserable. And I just texted and I just said, oh, babe, you know what? I need a night out. And when I read it, it felt like it looked good on paper. So
yeah.
I just sat there and I went in the studio and I said, I've got this idea. And, you know, I feel so low that the only thing I think that's going to make me feel better is an ice cream anymore or watching, you know, Netflix. I think I just need to go out and get absolutely rotten and just like let everyone go, maybe cry a bit and maybe just, you know, find someone that I can talk to for the night. I just needed to get out and I wrote it, and then a few people connected with it. So we ended up putting it out as a single and we've just kind of let it do its thing. You know, like I said, I'm a new artist, so I'm not expecting it to go to number one anytime soon. But I think just to have people message me and be like, I feel like that, or, you know, that's our anthem for our night out on Friday. That's brilliant for me.